This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, Australia this morning for the funeral of Cardinal George Pell. Pell died at the age of 81 in a Rome hospital last month from heart complications after hip surgery. The former Vatican treasurer and close advisor to Pope Francis was convicted in 2018 of sexually assaulting two choir boys in the 1990s. The conviction was overturned by Australia's High Court in 2020 after Pell had served 20 months in prison. He was eulogized by former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
George Pell was the greatest man I've ever known. And if faith means the ability to endure crushing adversity, no one could be a better advertisement for it.
Meanwhile, protesters outside the cathedral denounced Pell for what they said were his bigoted views on homosexuality and for protecting pedophile priests during his tenure as a senior church official. Pell will be buried in the crypt at St. Mary's Cathedral, where he previously served as archbishop. Security forces in South Sudan were preparing Thursday for the arrival of Pope Francis, who will visit the nation as part of his African journey. He's set to head to Sudan on Friday, where he'll visit the country's capital, Juba. The spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Forces said more than 5,000 security personnel should be deployed around Juba during the Pope's visit.
They will be shown their areas of deployment, and they will move around the city in a show of force.
Francis kicked off his 6-day tour in Democratic Republic of the Congo Tuesday. This is VOA News. The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to 4 new Philippine military sites. At a news briefing in Manila, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement will not be forever.
I just want to be clear that we're not seeking permanent basing in the Philippines. As you heard us say in our statements here, EDCA is a cooperative agreement that enables rotational activities.
EDCA stands for Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. The announcement was made as U.S. Defense Secretary Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry said Thursday the agreement hurts regional stability and raises tensions. Peru's Congress on Wednesday rejected a proposal to move elections from 2026 to this December, despite nearly 2 months of protests triggered by the ouster of former President Pedro Castillo that have left more than 50 Peruvians dead. The measure was rejected by 68 votes to 54, with 2 abstentions. Demonstrators are demanding the resignation of Castillo's successor, Dina Boluarte, who assumed office after Castillo was impeached and arrested after he attempted to dissolve the legislature. Lawmaker Maria Aguero, a member of President Boluarte's Free Peru Party, says the party has introduced a resolution calling for a referendum to change Peru's constitution to allow it to hold elections in October. The protests have led to street blockades that have caused shortages of food, fuel, and other basic supplies across Peru. A lost radioactive capsule found after a search along a 1,400-kilometer stretch of the Western Australian outback is due to arrive in Perth on Thursday as investigators try to figure out how it fell off of a truck. The small capsule was found in the state's remote northwest on Wednesday. Daryl Ray, the acting superintendent of the Western Australian Emergency Services Department, praised the teams who took part in the week-long search. No one is thought to have been exposed to radiation, and the site was not permanently contaminated. All eyes were on the rural U.S. town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Thursday morning, where thousands waited for a furry rodent to emerge from a stump. Superstition has it that if the groundhog sees its shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, there will be an early spring. He saw his shadow. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.